Okay, Dine Kala Nechneses L'chuppah, Simen Kufman Zayin, Sif Dalet. So that basically what we're talking about is that when before a woman gets married, because of what we call Dam Chimud, the buildup of love can cause her to stain. So that's why we got to be careful with every Kala before the wedding. So Dalet, Machzor Grushasay, Tzricha Lispar Zayin Nikiyim. If a Machzor Grushasay, meaning he's marrying back his wife, needs to count Shiva Nikiyim. Even if he divorces her when she was pregnant and he decides to remarry her when he's pregnant, meaning when she was pregnant from him, right? Or he divorced her when she's nursing. If you remember a few days ago, we said in the old days, women did not get periods when they were nursing. And he even decided to take her back when she's pregnant, which she's nursing, which usually means that there's no staining. But if he was over and he married her anyways before the keeping the 7 clean days in mikvah, then mutar lesiach, they could be have yichud, since he was together with her already. Sulay sakav yitzri, he doesn't have such a strong yitzhar. They can't sleep with each other. She still needs to go to the mikveh, but they don't have an issur yichud. Hey, tzrichin lizar, you have to be very careful. Until the night that he wants to be boil her. All right. Now, this is obviously not talking about where she's a nida. Meaning, but for whatever reason, I don't know what the scenario would be. For whatever reason, they're not going to have relations. Then they're not allowed to lay together. Because we're afraid that he's going to be Matzizar Levatola. I'm not sure what the scenario would be, but fine. Well, Hakoinis is a psula, maybe if it's a vest night, maybe that. Hakoinis is a psula, Boil Bilas Mitzvah. So somebody who marries a psula, a virgin, so he what we call it is bias mitzvah. That's the first time that she's together with a man. Even if the blood is flowing, she can just finish the bia, and he doesn't have to be worried about that. It's dam nida. Like me, we learned yesterday that when if a woman becomes a nida in middle of intercourse, so then he has to wait until. He loses the erection and then he could pull out. He has to pull out ASAP. Here, he's allowed to stay inside her because the assumption is that the bleeding is from an external cut. After the bee is over, he has to separate from her, and then she is tamea, even though that blood is really from a cut. But it's a special chumrah by Dam Basulam. And even if not only that, but even if she doesn't see any blood. Perhaps a drop of blood came out and got covered over by the semen. And we consider her like a pure nida. Fine. Zion. Basula, a basula, after the first time they're together, she goes to the mikvah, and then she sees blood the second time, which is always a disaster. The third and fourth time, Sheila, that's a big Shaila, whether she is mutter to stay with her husband. All right, because like we said yesterday or 2 days ago, yesterday, that if she sees blood 3 times from her husband after intercourse, then it could be that she has a chazaka, that every time she has intercourse, she sees blood, in which case she cannot stay with her husband. It's mutter to sleep with a basula on Shabbos, meaning the initial time. Even though he may be making a cut on her, because that is, it's not a problem because it's the blood is really, it's already out. It's considered outside the body. It's not considered like your standard cut. Anybody that ever learned Ksubis, fine. It's a woman who has a baby or has a miscarriage who boy dalat sifim, and it's four sifim here. Al yeledes bein sheyolda v'lad chai bein v'lad meis, or yeledes, whether she gives birth to a live baby or a dead baby, afilu nefel, even if it's a nefel, meaning it's a miscarriage, afilu leiros adam, Even if she didn't see any blood, hari tamei tumas leida, she's tamei tumas leida. Mitzad hadin ha'yo havlat zachar, and mitzad hadin if the vlad is a zachar, he tamei shivas yamim shum leida. She's 7 days. She's tamei 7 days. V'achagach he chad list per zayin nikiyim, and then she could count zayin nikiyim v'titvol, and then she could be tavelis. Vimhaya and if it was a girl, the baby was a girl, he hit me a yudalidyaim, she's told me 14 days. Mishum and then she counts Zayin Nikim and then she's Tevelis. I just I don't know. I don't I didn't chap that the kids of Shulchan Aruch is saying that the 14 days you are not including the 7 clean days. I guess that went over my head. I mean I think most say that it is included. Meaning you don't have to wait. Normally you have to wait 7 days for a boy and 14 days for a girl, inclusive of the 7 clean days. The kids of Shulchan Aruch is not saying that here. Right? He's saying that you need it. Besides, okay, I don't know, I'll have to look into that. But yesh mekam shenogin she'en ha'toyles toich arbarim yom lezachar upei yom lenakeva. Some places have a minig. She doesn't go to the mikvah before 40 days for a boy or 80 days for a girl. So 40 days for a boy, many women don't make it that, many women don't get to the mikvah anyways because they bleed usually 3, 4, 5 weeks. Okay, welcome Shaminig Hazeh who muskum etzel kulam, and when the minig is muskum by everybody, ain lohakul. Meaning, as long as that's the community minig, then you can't be mek. Yesh katzas tam b'zeh val kazeh nemer, because there's a good reason for it. Not a good reason, but there is a little bit of a reason. Val kazeh nemer shema v'ni musar avicha val titosh toira simecha. Do not go what the toira from your mother is. Don't go against it. I'm doing the same. Ain b'zeh minig kavua. In our countries, there's no minig like this to not be together for 40 or 80 days. And then you have in some places a minig not to toivel until after 6 weeks for a zachar, but tisha shavuos the nekeva 9 weeks for a female a kedaima. The menhagim elu ain lo shum tam. There's no reason for that. A kavar nespatul bekilas kedoshes aydei ga'inim zal. Fine base. Some say on the 41st night from the baby, you separate for a boy. Valel pay aleph and it came in 81 night 81 for a female. Because then there's a chashah shematira dam kamei b'shas vesta. For some reason, we're afraid that she might bleed that night, sort of like a vest night. Yesh chokin. Those that disagree. A bal nefesh yochesh la'atzma, and a bal nefesh should be worried about for himself. In hapila safek zacher safek nekeva. And if she has a miscarriage, and we don't know if it's a male or a female, Yifresh lel mem aleph vilel pe aleph she should be machmir separate night 41 and night 81. Gimel isha shevila is a dover. If a woman miscarries something, afilo ein b'tzuras vlad klal, even if it doesn't even look like a fetus, ela kamei chatichas basar, like it's a piece of flesh, or leather or skin, kudaimit. Tzirchalach min laasuk esatz b'tumas leiden nekeva. He need to be machzik. She needs to be machzik herself. A tumas leida in a keva. Oy sasa shelas chacham, or she should ask a shaila. Can be for ami yesh lachol because sometimes you can be mekel. V'chein mepila vlad v'achkach shilya. If she first miscarries the fetus and then comes out the afterbirth, right? Which is basically the placenta and the sac and etc. Avish vlad yezachar. Then even if the vlad is a zachar, tzicha lachol shel tumas leida in a keva mishum shilya. You have to worry about that maybe it was a female because of the shilya, because of the afterbirth. All right? Meaning, basically, we don't know what's coming out. Or she could ask a shelas chacham. An Isha, that it's clear to her that she's not pregnant. All right? Meaning, she wasn't together with her husband and she knows that. And she's tavil to her husband. And then within 40 days, she has a miscarriage, right? We're not chayshish because we don't consider it a baby less than 40 days. So basically, if a woman has a miscarriage before 40 days from mikvah, then that's not considered a miscarriage. It would be neither if there's enough blood, but it's not going to be a miscarriage. Aval tamei nida, aval filu lo nir adam, and she's tamei nida even if there's no blood. Mistama hayakatsas dam ela sheneva. Today you have to ask ki yeshal psichas arecha b'lo dam, because then it's not possible to have the womb open up without blood. So what he means is that if something thick comes out, Ramesh holds is about the thickness, 18 millimeters, about the thickness of a pinky. If something comes out of her, even without blood, then some say that, and that's the way we paskin, that we say that since the uterus opened that wide, it must be there was blood, and she lost the blood, and therefore she would be a nida. Okay, like we said in tonight's daf, there is still something about having a miscarriage, because we said Mashiach can't come till all the neshamas come out of what do we call it? Shebeguf, I think. Right? It's called guf, the room where all the neshamas are, and a miscarriage is also included in that. So there is a teyelis to a woman having a miscarriage. On that note, we should never have any more tzaras. All right. Have a good night. Fine night. We should have a surah's.